On June 7, the Gatehouse Theatre in Port McNeil hosted a show entitled, Grant Lawrence and Friends, An Evening of Stories and Songs. This was a mini-variety show showcasing four different artists from the musical and literary realms: Grant Lawrence, Lindy Ortega, Asley Ball and Joel Plaskett. Lawrence, an indie rock musician, CBC host and award-winning and best-selling author, was the moderator of the show. He began his association with the CBC in the late 1990s, filing shows about life on the road with the indie rock band, The Smugglers, for David Wisdom's show, Nightlines. He went on to host a long list of programs with CBC, among them, Radio Sonic, The Wild Side, and the CBC Music Top 20. Lawrence published his first book, Adventures in Solitude, What Not to Wear to a Nude Potluck and Other Stories from Desolation Sound, in 2010, a memoir of his visits to Desolation Sound as a child and an adult. He later went on to publish The Lonely End of the Rink, Confessions of a Reluctant Goalie, in 2013, Dirty Windshields, The Best and the Worst of the Smugglers Tour Diaries, in 2017, a children's book, Bailey the Bat and the Tangled Moose, in 2021 and a sequel to Adventures in Solitude, called Return to Solitude, in 2022. Lawrence's contribution to this show was to read from his book, Adventures in Solitude. His short stories worked well in this format. They were just the right length for a live reading and contained a high degree of suspense and intrigue, even though they were basically stories about everyday experiences. Among them included fighting with an octopus who invaded his prawning boat and going to a nudist potluck with his very conservative parents. He had his tongue firmly in his cheek as he read, and the audience in stitches. In the publishing world, short stories tend to be a hard sell, not doing as well as novels. Perhaps this is the perfect venue for bringing them to the public? Short stories may be especially powerful in a live reading because they can trigger ancestral memories of sitting around the fire and telling stories and folk tales in a time before writing was invented. Lindy Ortega is a country singer who spent some time in Nashville before moving to Western Canada. Looking a bit like a distant relative of Morticia Adams, the sexy, sultry, sarcastic diva sang about divorce, the role of witchcraft in seduction, female stalking and the contemplation of the murder of a lover. She was basically a musical stand-up comic who had everybody laughing, though she has a strong voice with an excellent range. Asley Ball was the antithesis of Ortega, a bubbly blonde with a girlish voice, who has works as voice actor for My Little Pony. She too expressed bemusement about the human experience, singing about getting high at a disco at a lavender farm with upper-crust people. Her voice was very sharp and clear, projecting so well that it seemed to simply glide through the air. She played a couple of different instruments. One that I found intriguing was called a kalimba, which looked like a cross between a piano and a coconut. It had a sharp reverberating sound just like her voice. Joel Plaskett is a Canadian indie artist who, as a solo artist and with his band The Joel Plaskett Emergency, has produced 17 albums, receiving a Juno Award, multiple East Coast Awards, Canadian Folk Music Awards and Nova Scotia Music Awards. He fits well into this variety show with a literary, musical mix because, though he is clearly a musician, I find him to be a very clever poet. The words he chooses for his songs come across as simple colloquial expressions that are rife with complex and sometimes contradictory meanings. His song, Nowhere With You, is a sort of love ballad, just not one where he is promising the world to his potential lover. He's asking, "Can I go nowhere with you?" and even suggests he's not such a hot catch, saying, "I'm so cheap I may as well be free." The lyrics are funny, fatalistic, but also sincere in a convoluted sort of way. This combined with his catchy East Coast rhythms has earned him his longevity in the music world. This show was about storytelling, both the literary and musical kind. All performers were into humor with their touch-in-cheek descriptions of human nature, most particularly Canadian human nature. My overall takeaway from this show is that Canadians are an idiosyncratic bunch, and sometimes very funny.